I slowly emerge from the deepest of sleeps, pulling my sweater off my face to check the time. I've been out cold for almost 2 hours. I found this stanky couch in the far corner of the business school lounge where I could finally give way to my exhaustion. I sit up and wipe the drool off the side of my mouth, getting a lusty gaze from a man highlighting his Wall Street Journal in a chair nearby. I ignore him and pull my wallet and keys from where I stored them for safekeeping, under my butt, in between the orange cushions, and decide to treat myself to the fancy coffee from the gourmet espresso shop. As I walk down LaGuardia Place, spring is in full bloom. The May sky is warm and bright, and the trees in front of Citibank are thick with buds. I smile up into the cloudless sky. I am a woman who has taken this place by the horns and made it. I am a woman who will, against all bureaucratic odds, probably graduate from NYU. I take my $5 cup of coffee to a bench in Washington Square Park so I can bask in the sun. A woman strolls over to the bench across the way, pushing a toddler in a plaid stroller and clutching a McDonald's bag under her arm. She sits, whirling the child to face her as she unwraps two Egg McMuffins and passes one to the stroller. The pigeons cluster around my feet, pecking at the brick. I have an hour before I have to pick up Grayer. I watch the woman pull another container out of the bag and mull over how lovely hash browns would taste right now, gazing absent-mindedly at the little backpack hanging loosely on one of the stroller handles. Yes, hash browns and a milkshake. Maybe chocolate. My eyes trace the pink border of the cartoon on the front of the backpack. Little pear-shaped figures, all in different colors with shapes on their heads. They are all... I squint to make out their names. They are all... Teletubbies. I spit coffee in a good 3-foot projectile in front of me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I struggle to breathe as the pigeons jitter away. Flashes of Halloween. The dark limo ride home. The mink held close around Mrs. X's face. Grayer sacked out beside me. I remember Mr. X snoring and Mrs. X talking and talking, chattering on and on about the beach. I am in a clammy sweat. I put my hands over my forehead, trying to piece together the memory. Oh, my God, I say out loud, causing the woman to grab her food and stroll quickly to a bench closer to the street. Somehow I have managed to suppress for the last 7 months that I sat in the back of a limo and agreed to go to Nantucket with the exes, that too many vodka tonics actually made me request that she bring it on. Oh, my God. I pound the bench with my fists. I do not want to live with them. It's bad enough here in the city where I can go home at the end of the day. Am I going to see Mr. X in his pajamas? His underwear? Are we even going to see him at all? What would she possibly be hoping for? A little family vacation? Are they going to thrash it out over the hooked rug? Beat each other senseless with canoe paddles? Put Ms. Chicago up in the guest house? Ms. Chicago? Fuck! I leap up, patting myself down. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I have keys, I have coffee, I have wallet. I have no fucking envelope. I jerk in about 5 different directions as I run through the past 2 hours and the multitude of places I could have left it. I sprint back to the coffee place, the stanky couch, Dr. Clarkson's mailbox. I can't speak. I'm sick. I was trying to have integrity. Instead, I'm the girl who stole $800 and a pair of dirty underwear. I am a felon and a freak. Nanny, I don't know if you were factoring the ferry into your calculations, but it can add another full hour to the journey. I was wondering if you could either A, catch the 11 o'clock bus Friday night, which would get you to Nantucket at 6 a.m., or B, take the 6 a.m. bus Saturday morning, which would get you there by 1 in time for the barbecue if we go late. Let me know. Dear Mrs. X, I really appreciate your looking into alternate transportation for me. While I in no way want to inconvenience you, I feel it would be impractical to commit to an earlier start time as I have to attend a number of graduation events on Friday evening. I will be in Nantucket by 7 p.m. and, of course, anticipate you will adjust my pay accordingly. Speaking of which, I was wondering if you'd had the chance to get to the bank as my rent is due. Please find attached a list of my hours as you requested. Again, I really appreciate the options. Thanks, Nanny. Nanny, I am a little puzzled by your recalcitrance regarding our departure. However, I still hope that we can reach a compromise. Perhaps you could arrive by 3 and take a taxi to the Pearsons. Dear Mrs. X, As I, of course, do not wish to be anything other than accommodating, I might be able to make it there by 6. Nanny. Nanny, never mind. The woman the house cleaning agency furnished us with will look after Grayer until you get there. P.S. I would like to have a conversation regarding the hours you listed for Wednesday the 3rd. I believe I took him shopping that day. Dear Mrs. X, I defer to your records regarding the 3rd. Also, as I mentioned, I'll need to leave by 2 on Thursday because I have my thesis defense. Thanks, Nanny. Dear Mrs. X, just a quick reminder that my thesis defense is tomorrow, so I'll need to leave at 2 o'clock sharp. Also, if you could pay me, that would be great. Dear Mrs. X, I'll see you at 2.